What can I say about the State of the Union address that hasn't already been said? It's been covered thoroughly by others. And the only reason why I was able to sit through it live was because our favorite conservative content creators were also watching and giving their feedback in real time. And that always makes things interesting. One of which is Megan McGlover, who you'll find in a previous video in one of my fan clips. She had a lot to say, and I think she said it all. Regarding his, I guess, flip-flopping once again, regarding everything from refunding the police to saying that he wants more things to be made in America. And then there was the controversy behind one of the congresswomen, Lauren Boebert. I think that's how you say her name. I can never get it right. Who said that the service members that Biden was referencing was 13. I think he said there were 11. And yes, we can be here all day long talking about whether or not that was the appropriate time, whether or not she should have done that during his speech. But the truth of the matter is that there are more people upset about her interrupting his speech or heckling him, if you will, than they are about the fact that he couldn't recall how many service members died and that he was looking at his watch when they were finally brought home. In sum, the whole thing sounded like a campaign speech, a whole lot of talk about what he wants to do and what he thinks should be done, and nothing whatsoever about accomplishments. Although he did brag about there now being jobs all of a sudden, and more or less that they had to reopen and get back to things and all that nonsense. And then let's talk about Nancy and the weird thing that she was doing with her hands at one point. She was rubbing her knuckles together. I didn't understand what that was about. And overall, there was a lot of clapping. I think unnecessarily, it felt like overkill. And they kept getting up to do that. And it was like nothing that he was saying really called for that or sounded so impressive or exciting. And when the camera panned to the people in the audience, there was one moment where I saw the face of Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I thought, that's my face. Her face is my face in terms of expressions, because everything that I was feeling inside, I think she was feeling too. And you know, she's hated. So is Lauren, by the way. And it's funny because these two are the only ones in Congress that I know of who actually stand up and speak out and don't give a damn what anybody has to say about it because they are speaking on behalf of the people. And that's what these Democrat liberals hate, right? They want you to be a doormat, quiet, to just lay down and take it. And they're not like that, you know? Whatever they get, they give it back and then some. So I have no doubt that if I were ever in that same situation, that I would be hated just as much because I feel exactly how they feel. And I don't think that they like when people don't take their BS. Also, what is with Kamala's outfit? I know she's not a fashion queen, and I know she's not there for that. And that sounds really petty and silly of me to say. But they must have people who dress these people or give them advice of some sort. I mean, they throw money away on other things. They don't have a fashion consultant. I just find it strange that somebody would give her a suit where she blended in and not in a good way. And I don't really own too many things in that shade of brown. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a beautiful fall color. It just didn't go with those chairs. And before I move on to the next topic, I'll end on the subject of the State of the Union with this. If you can believe it, this is how the other half lives. I like to call these comments that I just stumble upon here and there quotes from the other side. For example, here's what his voters, who are apparently still happy with the job he's doing, had to say. It was a very uplifting speech and encouraging. Love, Joe and Jill. We must have a different interpretation of uplifting. And I think this person also missed that White House message that was wishing death and hospitalization over the holidays for the unvaccinated. Because he's pretty consistent when it comes to these speeches. despite all the applause. They're pretty grim and dreary and depressing. Moving on. More things that are hard to believe. But alas, it's true that somewhere, someplace, there are actually people protesting to keep masks on their faces. Correction, our faces. Because nothing is preventing them from continuing to wear one, or two, or three, plus a shield, if they wish, until death do us part. Even when it's already been established that these face diapers are ineffective. So I can't help but wonder what goes through the mind of a person that wants to restrict access to fresh air for someone else. Finally, I remember when the mere suggestion, objection, or question regarding any of it was called a conspiracy theory or misinformation. Until now. And this picture popped up on my feed. I suppose that they are selling masks like this somewhere. I cannot confirm nor deny, but I know that they are busy making flags for people. According to the New York Times, U.S. flag makers are rushing to fill orders for Ukrainian flags. And I just want to say something about this because I stay in my lane. I don't presume to know anything about foreign affairs any more than AOC, but at least I don't pretend to. If you ever caught the video of her speaking about the Palestine-Israel conflict, I'll let you take a listen and then we'll take it from there.
Both the Jewish people and the Palestinian people have a right to self-determination. So what actions do you think can be taken to support movements towards peace, both between Israelis and Palestinians, as well as within the entire region, such as the Abraham Accords?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, earlier just now, you and I were talking about the what and the how.
Yes.
And I think that when we talk about establishing peace, centering people's humanities, protecting people's rights, it's not just about the what and the end goal, which often gets a lot of focus. But I actually think it's much more about the how. And the way that we are coming together and how we interpret that what and how we act in, you know, the actions that we take to get to that what. And so what this really is about is that it's a question more than anything else about process. And so we really need to make sure that that we are valuing a process where all parties are respected and have, you know, a lot of equal opportunity to really make sure that we are negotiating good faith, et cetera. That being said, you know, I think that there's just this one central issue of settlements. Because if the what that has been decided on is to stay, then the action of settlements is it's not the how to get to that what. And so, you know, I think that that's a central thing that we need to make sure that we center and that we value Jewish and rather we value Israeli, we value the safety and the human rights of Israelis. We value the safety and the human rights of Palestinians in that process that is similar and that on equal footing. And so all of that is extremely important in that process. And, you know, I do believe that I know it's may seem flowery, but, and I know people have been saying this.
So yeah, the difference between me and her is that I'm not getting paid a six-figure salary to answer questions like that. All right. So what I wanted to talk about was my little observations here and there, because it's been standing out to me for quite some time that we have a new boogeyman in town, and that is Putin. And like I said, foreign affairs are over my head. But you know, Trump didn't have to invade a country to be hated just as much, right? And now there's a reason to hate this person. So I think it's complex. I don't think everything is what it looks like. I think I've seen enough footage of people on the ground who were in different situations in the news unrelated to this that gave a totally different story than what the media was reporting. And had I not seen the footage of those people, you know, with their live protests at freedom rallies, or people who were actually at the January 6th insurrection, you know, that attack on our democracy. Had it not been for those, you know, street reporters, citizen reporters, whatever you want to call it, we would only be able to go by what the mainstream media says. But we all know there's always more to the story. But what I will say, when I see things like this, makes me wonder. It kind of looks like propaganda to me too. And let us read the caption. It says, "You don't have to be pro-Russia to recognize this is propaganda. Ask yourself, why are they so intent on getting you emotionally involved?" And I'll leave that there because there are many people who have many things to say based on the research, and I think you should refer to them, and also their theories about why things are going on. I have in my fan clips two people speaking about this, and that is He Is Blanchard and also Jasmine Contours. And then there's also Steve Turley, who was giving a live or one of his videos. I think he hails from one of these places. And like other people have said, it's heartbreaking to see the neighboring countries fighting like this. I think the word they used was fratricide to compare it to. And the definition of that word is the killing of one's brother or sister. And I also would like to point out that these are white people, Eastern European white people, having a very serious conflict. Can't think of anything more serious than this. And it's not a white supremacy problem when there are no people of color involved, right? Except that there are African people, I think, in Ukraine who are not being allowed to leave. Sounds messy. And just when all this news broke out, I was thinking about how the Freedom Convoy over there in Canada suddenly became yesterday's news. And then this came up on my screen. Justin Trudeau was one of those leaders who inspired me to join politics. And that was from a tweet by the president of Ukraine. So that's pretty interesting. Until the next video, ciao for now.
These countries have been terrorized and wasteful.
What? Girl, what are you doing? What the heck? Oh my God. I'm gonna die laughing, seriously. What is wrong with these people? I'm at a loss of words. You know what? I don't know. I don't even know what to say. What is Nancy doing?